I want to talk a little bit about where the biologics are and whether, you know, the trials that are starting to look at those in the adjuvant setting, but kind of continuing on the same thing. One of the things I think is interesting when I talk to the colon investigators in terms of the breast investigators is I find the colon investigators seem more proactive about treating older patients, 80, 85-year-old people who are in good health, otherwise very little comorbidity. I don't know how much of it has to do with the fact that the treatment itself maybe isn't as hard on patients, but I see a lot of proactivity about treating older patients. What's your approach to them?
I agree. And I always say age doesn't prevent me from giving you chemotherapy. And it's not the age, it's how fit patients are. And one of the criteria we use is, can this patient come to an outpatient visit? You know, a patient who walks into my office, 80, 85-year-old, and is able to understand my discussions on chemotherapy and has undergone major abdominal surgery, is by definition, hopefully a fit patient, you know?
Yeah, so really the surgeons made the first determination
exactly.
about that, right?
So they get checked for their cardiac status, you know, and then of course we check for kidney function, you know, patient with renal impairment are not perfect candidates for capecitabine, for instance, which has some problems here. And then things we talked about earlier, like pre-existing diabetic neuropathy might balance you, pro or con oxaliplatin. So the skill right now that a medical oncologist has in this scenario is, in this select group of patients that make it to you for discussion adjuvant therapy, to select the right therapy. So I'm probably more proactive in giving patients chemotherapy.